Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's going on, everybody? Sports Radio 94 WIP. No, it is not Joe Giglio. No, it is not Hugh Douglas. It is Dan Wilson and the usual producer of this time slot, Kyle Quinn. Mm-hmm. Kyle, welcome back to work.
Hey,
first
boss.
Time in 2025. How are we doing?
Buddy? Good. Happy New Year.
It's still allowed for now. We're going to hit that later in the show when you're allowed to say that.
Good.
Until.
Good. I will use this opportunity to say, once and for all, Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to Caleb, and everybody listening.
Yes, Caleb Feger, producing behind the glass. How was your time off? I guess you were in on Monday, you've had the last few days off, you had the whole Christmas through New Year's.
Yes, it was good. I went to Chicago to hang out with my girlfriend and her family.
She's from out there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time out there, man. I'm a big fan of Chicago. So
I was there in the summer. I saw the Phillies at Wrigley. Good time.
Yeah, so I was there too in the summer. I saw the Phillies at Wrigley on 4th of July. So
wait, I was at that game.
Were you really? Me too.
We somehow never realized we're at the same game. How about that? All right, so you went back out there. Good time. And now you're back here, where as Joe and Hugh are off for one more day
one
here.
More day.
You guys will all be back together on Monday.
As will
the full WIP lineup. But we are happy to be with you here today on a Football Friday. Not exactly the same juice going into this one as most Eagles games, but still a lot of pressing issues with the team here, Kyle. Right?
Yeah.
There's still a lot to get into with this Philadelphia Eagles team. First of all, I don't know if you heard, but there was a running back record that's kind of been on the horizon. I know you've been off for a few days.
Will Shipley?
If you followed. Yeah, so Will Shipley's actually going for the rushing record, not Saquon Barkley.
Who would have saw that?
Yeah, so Saquon Barkley announced on Wednesday, on New Year's Day, Nick Sirianni at his press conference, he's not going to go for the record, right?
It's a disgrace.
So, we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show as well. So, while I've been holding down this midday, you've been off for the past couple of days, it's been a lot of talk about that. But one thing that has not been talked about nearly enough, and it kind of got just touched on in the press conference, is Nick Sirianni was asked 4, 5, maybe 6 questions in about the starting quarterback. And the starting quarterback who's not playing right now. And in case you missed it on Wednesday, here's what Nick Sirianni had to say.
Jalen Hurts doing it. He's still in concussion protocol.
He's still in there. And so, we'll see as the week progresses through.
Okay. Short, to the point. He's still in concussion protocol. And it's pretty hard to imagine, Kyle, just about any other week of the season, if Jalen Hurts or any team's starting quarterback being in concussion protocol with the playoffs on the horizon, that wouldn't be the number one story. But it has been completely swept under the rug all week because of all the Saquon stuff, right?
Yeah, and I'm panicking.
You're worried.
It's been a little bit of a while. And like you said, we've been talking about the Saquon stuff for, this entire week,
this whole week. You guys were in on Monday talking about it. Sirianni gave an iffy answer. He said, we'll check. Tuesday, he's on with Broads and Devin in the morning, says we'll check. Wednesday gives the definitive answer. And since it's been reaction to, did they make the right call?
Yeah, and everybody, I think, has just been obsessed this entire week with the Saquon thing. And we were accepting of the fact last week that it was going to be Kenny Pickett or, Tanner McKee, if you were a Tanner McKee fan. But, Jalen Hurts missing the week after getting that concussion versus Washington, you're like, okay, that's to be expected. But We're going on week two, and not that I expected him to play this week in what is now a completely meaningless game. You know, you're not going for the one seed, and you're not going for any type of record with Saquon Barkley. I understand that he was not going to play regardless, but it doesn't sound like he would have been able to had this game been for the one seed. If he's still in concussion protocol right now, and I know Nick Sirianni wouldn't answer this question if I were to ask it, but I would like to know, are you just waiting for him to be cleared from this concussion protocol, or does this man still have concussion-like symptoms? If it's the latter, we're now going on 2 weeks of this, and I think it would be a much bigger story if next week we find out, you know, Monday or Tuesday, whenever they go in for their walkthrough, if he's still listed on that practice report as a DNP with a concussion, then I think everyone in the city is going to start ringing the alarm bells. But it's getting a little late, early for me already, that Jalen Hurts is still not clear concussion protocol. So I'm definitely a little bit on edge about that.
And not to get too into the weeds of how the concussion protocol works, but basically, you know, you're asking, I don't know how many stages of the concussion protocol
not
there
a doctor.
Are. But let's say there's 10 steps you got to clear. Like, we don't know if he's in step 9 or step 2. The NFL concussion protocol, you know, there's independent neurologists now, and I remember going to see the movie Concussion way back in the day. You know, the NFL has interesting history when it comes to head injuries, and they have come a long way in terms of saying, you got to clear your baseline test. It's not the Eagles holding him out. The NFL says he cannot play.
Yeah.
And like you said, we are certainly not doctors. And even a doctor outside the building or inside the building, there's no telling whether he wakes up with concussion-like symptoms today, tomorrow, or Sunday or not, right?
Yeah.
So we're all just kind of waiting. But we have all just been semi-running with the assumption that, like, yeah, he'll be good for the playoffs.
He's fine.
No reason to bring him back. Last week, you're playing the Cowboys. You'll win with Pickett. You'll win with McKee. Giants game, meaningless. Like, no chance you're going to play him there. But whether it's Green Bay or Washington or whoever in a playoff game, wild card weekend, like, you're going to see Jalen Hurts. Well, we don't know.
No.
We do not know. And we have not seen Jalen Hurts since the first series of that Commanders game. So the question that we want to ask you all today here at 215-592-9494, let's just go with the assumption for a second that Jalen Hurts will be ready for that wild card game. That at some point next week, he will clear the protocol. Listen, if he's not, I think we'll all be in a panic. Like, that means Pickett or McKee starting a playoff game. But let's just ride with the assumption for a moment, and we understand he's not out of the protocol yet, that he is available for the game next week, likely against the Packers, still possibly against the Commanders. Are you worried about Jalen Hurts being rusty when he returns? Does it concern you that this guy has not taken a game snap since the Commanders game? He hasn't played against the Cowboys. He will have not played against the Giants. It'll basically be 3 full weeks elapsed until Jalen Hurts takes another snap. And in a playoff game, do-or-die scenario, does that concern you, Kyle Klein?
It concerns me greatly. I mean, you said 3 weeks. We can even go as far as to say it's now going to be one entire calendar month, and Jalen Hurts has only taken 12 snaps.
Correct. The last time he played a full game was the Steelers.
Right. That is, it's extremely alarming to me. And because when we talk about a playoff scenario here, this will go back to, I think, just what ultimately is my fear of slow starts being what bites this team in the behind. In a postseason situation, right? Like, you go into a game against Green Bay. This isn't the New York Giants this week or the Dallas Cowboys last week. This is a playoff scenario where every single play, every single flaw,
it matters.
It all matters, and they're all totally magnified. So I already have my questions about whether or not this formula that the Eagles have captured this season is sustainable in the postseason, right? Like, just run the ball, play defense. It's worked for them awesomely in the regular season, got them at least to 13 wins, could be 14 if we beat the Giants. Who the hell cares? But the Eagles are in this position now because of that formula, like, that they've captured this season. But I don't know if you're just going to be able to get away with doing that in the postseason. I think the quarterback play becomes way more significant. And if you look at what the quarterback play has been this season, and we can all have our takes about what Jalen Hurts is, where he stacks up in the top 10, this and that, but if we can be honest for just a second here, this passing game, the Eagles use Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and all the players, they use this word, rhythm, timing. And after you saw that game against the Steelers, which was, what, week 15, I think it was?
Yes.
It took 15 weeks for this team to come out looking like they fired on all cylinders offensively. And Jalen Hurts talked to Tom Brady after the game, and he said the biggest thing was, like, you know, we found our rhythm. We found our rhythm. It took 15 weeks for them to find that rhythm, find that timing. It took A.J. Brown and Brandon Graham, you know, saying something publicly about the passing game and this and that, for them to really look within and figure this thing out. And I thought that after that Steelers game, you're like, okay, looks like they found a rhythm. They carried it a little bit into that Washington game where it looked like they started off on a nice rhythm. Jalen Hurts, timing, all of that. I am just worried that that's all just going to be washed away right now.
So here's why I'm ultimately not worried. And I have been critical of the quarterback all season long. I think he has left a lot to be desired in the passing game for the majority of this season. I do think we saw something tangibly different from Jalen Hurts in this offense in week 15 against the Steelers. But if the question is, am I worried about him being rusty? Am I worried that he will come out slow in a playoff game because he hasn't been on the field for these 2 weeks? Like, no, not really. Like, quarterbacks take time off all the time going into, you know, a playoff scenario.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, I understand, I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes, not comparing him at all, but Patrick Mahomes is not playing in week 18 for a reason, right? He clinched clinched the number one seed last week. He's not playing week 18. Then the Chiefs are going to have a bye. So when Patrick Mahomes steps on the field divisional round weekend, that'll be the first time in actually more than 21 days because they last played on Christmas.
Mm.
So you're talking about a 3.5 week layoff for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You go back to when the Eagles clinched the number one seed. Oh, I'm going to go way back in 2004 when Donovan McNabb played one series in week 16 and none in week 17. And then they had a first round bye and he came out in the divisional round, right? Yeah. Like, quarterbacks at this time, or football players in general, take rest at this time of year all year long. I'm sure in addition to quarterback, his head, I'm sure that he's feeling achy and bumps and bruises all over his body.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why I didn't want to play Saquon this week. I'm sure that offensive line is feeling it. I'm sure Saquon's feeling it, although I know he wanted to go for the record. I'm sure Jalen Hurts is feeling it. I think rest this time of year is a good thing. I'm not saying that I want Jalen Hurts to have a concussion, but the fact that he hasn't been out there, like, if he got cleared this week, I'm not playing him against the Giants.
Yeah.
And this team, frankly, as you mentioned, starts slow anyway. It hasn't really seemed to matter.
No. Well, but that, so I guess my worry is that you only can play with fire for so long before you get burnt.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, so we talked about this defense. You know, this defense is going to keep you in all these games. And they have, right? But what if all of a sudden they have a game like they had against Washington? Right? Like, what if that happens to come in the postseason? Or what if, for example, week one versus the Packers, our offense got off to a really slow start. The defense held the Packers to two field goals in our red zone.
Yeah, defense played great.
That was awesome. What if both of those end up in touchdowns all of a sudden, and it's 14-0?
I get it. First of all, that Washington game, I view that Washington game as it took a perfect storm for the Commanders to beat them. Hurts had to go out after the first series of the game. Braden Mann had to forget how to kick the ball off. Yep. Devontae Smith had to drop it. The defense played maybe their worst game of the season, and the Commanders won by 3?
Yep.
Like, okay, so, and they're a potential opponent. Mm-hmm. The Green Bay Packers, I agree, are a little bit better, a little bit stronger, but they've struggled against some of the better teams in the league as of late. This game will be at the link. This team will be locked in, ready to go for a playoff scenario. And I think, no, certainly being in the concussion protocol is not the way I want Jalen Hurts to get rest going into it. But we've seen players take time off and be just fine. I think we get so worried about the rest versus rust debate in sports sometimes. We had it with the Phillies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of that season, we got so worried. The Phillies didn't get bounced in the divisional round because they were rusty.
No, I agree.
They got beat because they just were the worst team and had been showing signs of that. I think it's so easy to say that teams get rusty when they have a little bit of time off. Like, it's not like he forgot how to play the position.
No.
Jalen Hurts isn't going to be an entirely different quarterback than he has been this season because he hasn't taken a snap in a couple of weeks. Like, I'd rather him just hit the reset button. The whole team hits the reset button. The number two seed does not get the bye anymore. So let's take this de facto bye this week. I know Hurts didn't play last week. And let's all just, you know, regroup, lock in, and go beat the Green Bay Packers at home.
So I totally get it that players around the league take time off all the time. This, to me, just seems a little bit different because, you know, when you talk about, I guess Mahomes, a good example, 21 days off. But most guys that are going to be in the one seed right now or, you know, or I guess what, Jared Goff or Sam Darnold, they have to play. But if you're in a situation where you have the one seed locked up,
Mahomes is the only one,
or the two seed locked up, something like that, then you take this bye. You have, what, 2 weeks in between the last time he played a snap. This for Jalen Hurts is going to be one entire month where he's only played 12 snaps. That's a little bit extreme to me. And just to use your Phillies example, I agree with you that the roster rest was not the reason that the Phillies got bounced in the first round. It was because there had been sort of a fatal flaw on the team throughout the entire season. And
that already existed.
But I would argue that the Eagles have that. And that's their slow starts in the first quarter. And that's the rhythm being off, the timing being off. So I just worry that this is going to exacerbate that weakness. And I just think all of that time that they built, or all the time that they were able to use building up the rhythm and the timing in the offense, and we finally started to see it come to fruition, I just worry that it's going to be a tick off when he gets back. And while, you know, the Green Bay Packers aren't world beaters, they have guys that can beat you, and they have guys that can make you pay for if you start off slowly, and say the defense starts off slowly too. Like, they have, right? The defense has been awesome. They forced a ton of turnovers the last few weeks, but they haven't necessarily been super sharp starting games lately either. So I just worry that this could be the perfect storm of we're off, the defense is off, and another team sort of takes advantage of that, catches us off guard, and that's the reason we get bounced in the first round. I understand. I'm being the plant-based one today on the midday show.
Yeah, you're in the Hugh Douglas chair.
I'm in Hugh Douglas's chair, and I am being the plant-based one. It's just something that I can't quite get out of my head right now. I'm just sort of the fatalist in me is thinking of the one thing that can ruin this season, and to me, it's my fear that this offense might not have its timing down because the quarterback has barely played in an entire month.
215-592-9494. Are you worried about Jalen Hurts being rusty when he returns, you know, ideally in the first round of the playoffs, wild card weekend, likely against the Packers, could still be against the Commanders? I got one more point for you here, right? Like, let's say Jalen Hurts clears concussion protocol today. It theoretically could happen.
Yeah.
Would you play him against the Giants? Because I wouldn't. Like, I'm not risking him behind a JV offensive line. If you're not letting Saquon go for the record and the offensive line is out and you're treating this as a bye week, like, I'm not sticking Jalen Hurts out there. Like, get him his rest, even if he's good to go. Let him go and practice. Probably one of the best defense. I know practice in the game, the intensity level is never the same thing, but one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the league, he can go get reps against is the Eagles' defense. Go let him practice hard for a week. He'll be ready to go for the playoffs.
Yeah, so I would tend to agree with you now that we know the decision with Saquon Barkley. I guess in my perfect world,
They're all playing.
Jalen's cleared. He plays.
Well, and then here's the other
cleared.
Thing.
They play.
Would you feel great about if he goes out there and slays the Giants anyway? I mean, basically using them for practice anyway.
Well, right. I mean,
not playoff intensity.
I get it. The Giants are a bit of a punching bag, but sometimes for a quarterback, like, it's almost like a three-point shooter. You got to see a few fall and you build your confidence up a little bit.
You complete a few passes and get him out. Yeah.
Carving up the Giants secondary could just be, you know, that little boost for Jalen to be like, no, I got this. I'm back. You know, I'm not rusty. Like, what if he's thinking to himself, I might be a little bit rusty? I mean, the Giants would be a good opportunity for him to go see some fall. And I think just ease everybody's conscience, mine included. I don't know where everybody else is going to come down on this today, but it's just something in the back of my mind I'm a little bit worried about. I got to admit.
I think you'd have a harder time completing practices against the practice dummies at the NovaCare Complex.
Yeah, probably.
215-592-9494 is how you join the show. We kick it off today with Pat in Denver. What's up, Pat?
Pat. Practice dummies. Oh, man. You guys got to relax. Happy New Year, by the way.
What's up, Pat?
Let's start with that. I'm not worried about Jalen at all, man. I used to think he was kind of like Cam Newton or like a Tim Tebow kind of quarterback, but now he's just done it for years now. He's just winning. And he goes out there and he knows what he's doing, man.
Pat, really quick, this isn't the first time that he's missed time towards the end of the year. I mean, what in 22 he missed a couple. Remember they lost the Saints game and what was the game before?
Cowboys.
Yeah, so he missed a couple of games. And then they didn't really try that final week. Like, he missed time towards the end of that season, and they had a first-round bye.
He did play that final week and did not look very good.
He didn't look very good, but then they had the week off before the bye, and then they went to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And then they went into the Super Bowl and he played his mind off.
He did.
Right? Exactly. That was after 2 weeks off as well. You know, so, I don't know, was he rusty there? Nope.
It didn't seem rusty to me.
No, but look, I understand that having the bye week off, that's not like every quarterback gets, or every team has a bye week during the season, right? So that'll be 2 calendar weeks before you play a game. This is not 2 calendar weeks, guys. This is 12 total snaps within one entire calendar month. I mean, that's, you know, you have to admit, Pat, that's a little bit different than just having a generic bye week.
Yeah, but like I said, it's not like he's a rookie. It's not like he hasn't done this before. Like, he's in the league now. He's done this. He's winning. His record speaks for itself, just like Nick Sirianni, who takes too much heat from everyone in Philly. They need to extend his contract right now before they blow the doors off of the Packers or Washington.
We're getting to that a little bit later in the show, too, Pat. Don't worry. Yeah, not
they're
going to
be 7-point favorites against whoever comes into Philly.
Well, I don't know about 7-point favorites. I don't know about seven.
That's not.
They're going to blow the doors off.
Pat, I hope you're right, buddy. But I just keep going back to, like, look, if you just ask me right now what I think the chances are that the Eagles come out of the NFC, I would say they're pretty high, right? I agree with you. The Eagles' record this season speaks for itself. They're winning a lot of games with this formula. I just, in the back of my head, there's just the one thing sitting there that if I had to say what's going to be the one thing that holds this team back from achieving their goals this season, or, you know, if I had to say what's the one reason that I could see this team getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs, it's the slow start thing. I mean, we can all just admit that that's been a thing for this team the entire season. And while it's looked like it got fixed versus the Steelers and in the beginning of the Washington game, almost an entire month off could be what sort of halts that in its tracks. So, like, I understand that I'm being the worrywart here, Pat, but that's just sort of where my head's at.
And as much as I like, you know, watching Aaron Rodgers lose, I'm going to do the relax thing. Just relax. The defense has their back. The slow starts will be fine. They're not going to lose in the wild card. You know, the one scary thing is Detroit getting healthy. That's the one thing we need to worry about, because everyone's overlooking Detroit because they have so many injuries, but those guys are coming back on the defense.
We got you, Pat. Yeah. We appreciate the call. I don't know if people are overlooking Detroit. If anyone, people are overlooking the Vikings.
I would tend to agree with you. That might change now if the Vikings end up taking the number one seed there from the Lions. But I will say, to Pat's point about, like, well, I guess to you and I's point about the Lions, that I'm not overlooking them. That offense is dangerous, man.
That'll be the toughest offense this defense faces all year.
Correct. And luckily, we're not in a situation where we're going to have to face the Lions in round one. But this sort of speaks to my example of, what if you run into an offense that's just firing on all cylinders? What if the Packers offense happens to be firing on all cylinders in this wild card game?
It's a real thing. You can't, like, the slow starts have been a real issue all year long. It feels like getting the first 15 scripts, or the 15 scripted plays out of the way is like a formality that we just have to get over with sometimes. And it's been better as of late. It has certainly been better, but all year long, they have never been a great starting team. Now, part of that is that Saquon Barkley really gets going in the second half as you wear and, you know, the wear and tear on that defensive line, you wear them down and it's just a war of attrition. Yep. I get it, but I still have confidence in this team overall. This defense has kept them in every single game at halftime this year, and then the Eagles just explode in the second half. Mm-hmm. I think while it's a concern of mine, again, maybe a team like the Lions is firing in all cylinders in the playoffs, that you could see a situation where you say, man, if they just started out hotter in the first quarter, or their first or second series was a little bit better, I get it. They've done it all year long. I've doubted them for it all year long. It has really not mattered all year long. Yep. I don't think you'll see any appreciable difference for Jalen Hurts in the wild card round as a result of had he been playing these couple of weeks. I don't.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're going to be like, wow, he really looks rusty for like a half here, and it's going to cost them again.
I agree, and maybe not, and I guess the last thing I'll say before we go to break here is, because we did this a lot in, I don't know if you recall, in 2022, all season long, we're all sort of joking about, wow, like there's really nothing wrong with this team. It's funny that the only thing that's wrong with this team is special teams. And we're
correct.
Like, that's not, you know, no big deal, whatever.
Cost them in the Super Bowl big time.
It cost them in the Super Bowl big time. I'm just saying there could be one of those tipping points where this fatal flaw comes, it smacks us right in the face.
Maybe later in the season, yep. But for it to be rust, you'd have to see it that first playoff
sure.
game.
Yeah, but I mean, that's sort of like the one thing that I'm worried about biting this team in the first round is the offense. Say we get 14 dumped on us in the first
slow.
Quarter, being able to match that. I need to know that we're going to be able to match that. Not entirely confident in that right now.
215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Jalen Hurts still in concussion protocol as of this moment. Theoretically could change today, but as we wake up this morning, he is still in concussion protocol. Are you worried about the Eagles quarterback being rusty when he returns, ideally for wild card weekend? Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Dan Wilson and Kyle Quinn here in for Joe and Hugh on a football Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a lot of people out there still getting back into the swing of things, going back to work, going back to school. The school buses were back out yesterday.
Oh, man.
People maybe who took some time off between Christmas and New Year's. Went back yesterday. My side topic with Al yesterday, Kyle, was things you hated as a kid, because there was nothing worse. The worst school day of the entire year might have been January 2nd.
Yeah, just school in general, really. I mean, like when summer ends or winter break ends.
Yeah.
It's just depressing.
But at least like the first day of school, there's some excitement. Like you're back. You see some people you didn't see during the summer.
And that lasts a day.
Yeah. And that, but there's some early your excitement, at least.
Sure.
Yeah. Going back in January when you had the taste of it and you got to go stand out at the bus stop and it's pitch black.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Something that I hated as a kid, I still hate it now. I heard you and Al yucking it up about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I hate the wintertime.
Just in general.
Get lost with the snow, crap, all of it. The cold weather, the wind, just get lost. I can't stand the winter.
Well, you know what? I was actually going to wait for this for just after a caller or two, but we'll get into our side topic right here, right now. We'll also hear from Seth Joyner in a minute. So for today's side topic, because there is, Kyle, as you mentioned, there's some snow in the forecast over the next couple of days.
Unfortunately.
A little bit of snow today, a bit of a nor'easter brewing potentially on Monday. I've seen on the high end, maybe 3 to 4 inches for parts of the region. I don't think it's going to be huge, but it's something.
Yeah.
Kyle, we are so overdue for like a big, you know, go get the milk, the bread, and bunker in your house type of nor'easter. Yeah. We need a big snowstorm.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
I don't want one of those.
Come on. It's been way too long. It is so long overdue.
I mean, it's cute. Like, I get the novelty of it, of having snow on the ground, but it just screws everything up. It sucks. Like,
for a couple of days.
No. It makes going outside doing literally anything more difficult because everyone sucks at driving when there's any bit of ice or snow on the ground. I mean, not to mention the fact that it just is more dangerous in general. I'm not being that plant-based today, but I just hate going outside and being like, damn, it's cold, man. Like, I would...
If it's going to be cold, it might as well be snowy.
I guess. I would just rather neither. Like, if you could give me the option between a sweltering 96-degree day where I'm just sweating my ass off versus being shivering and having to deal with wind all the time, I'm taking the hot day, man.
Highly disagree. I cannot stand 96. You can always put more layers on. You can only take so many layers off.
I understand that, but I guess when I think about the summer versus winter, I think about the nighttime. And in the winter, it only gets colder. In the summer, it becomes bearable. Like, a summer night is almost like an ideal beauty. Like, you know, you might get your random like 85-ish and it's still a little bit humid.
It's just
but
so
like,
humid.
But it's bearable.
I don't need to be sweating going outside.
Like, what's it going to be tonight? Like 10 degrees? Who needs that? That sucks. It's a Friday night, man.
You get cozy under a blanket. You stick some sports or a movie on or whatever.
Screw that. There's no sports on tonight anyway.
Today is a bad sports night.
An awful sports night.
But last night, so also on the table as always, Sixers lose last night in Golden State.
Oh.
Flyers lost last night in Vegas. So that is the end of both of their West Coast portions of the trip. They both have one more game. Sixers will be in Brooklyn tomorrow, and I believe the Flyers have a game in Toronto. Then they'll finally return home after this Disney on Ice trip that they do every year.
Finally.
And of course, we're talking all things Eagles here today. And I know a lot of people haven't had a chance to react to the Saquon news yet. Again, maybe this is your first time listening all week. You're still getting in the back of swing of things. So if you want to, you know, if you believe the Eagles made the correct
correct decision, the wrong decision. We'd love to hear from you as well. But before we go back and take a listen to what Seth Joyner had to say and go back to the phones, Caleb Flieger, who is producing the show here today, what's something that's long overdue?
Something that's long overdue for me is to keep daylight savings time permanent, because I'm a person that is very seasonal depression. Like, I hate when it gets dark out at like 4:30. The day's not even over yet, and it feels like it's over. So I love, like, during the summers where it's like sunny out, it's 7:30 p.m., 8 o'clock, you're seeing the sunset go down. To me, I'm in a way better mood when it's sunnier out later in the day. So yeah, I need daylight savings time permanent.
So I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Long overdue to get rid of it?
Well, I guess so. Which one? I mean, I guess you either get rid of it or so it's standard time and then daylight savings time. And daylight
but it stays
savings
daylight.
Is when, yeah. So you can either, I guess the solstice is the sun goes down at like 9 p.m. in the summertime. And in the winter, it's like, what, like 4:30?
Yeah.
I feel like if you were just able to like middle that, or maybe like, I think the perfect day is the sun goes down or starts going down at like 8 p.m.
Well, that's going to be hard to do in the winter.
Well, I know.
Unless you want the sun rising at 11 a.m.
Just change the clocks. Do something.
Do something.
We don't have the sun going down at 4:30. I agree. I mean, it's very weak to have it be dark so early. It feels like the day is just over. It shouldn't be.
Sorry, I didn't mean to skip over you also. Did you have something that was long overdue?
Yeah, I do. And I'm glad you brought the boys up. It's long overdue for a nice, deep Flyers postseason run.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Where we're all like, come on, baby, they got a shot at the cup.
The Fly guys.
Yeah, dude. Well, look, 2020 was about the closest thing we had to that. We all know that was phony baloney with all the bubble
in
nonsense
the bubble.
And everything.
They're the one seed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was the round robin thing got them the one seed there, too. But they were hot at the end of the year, you know, their momentum, whatever. But I want, it's, you know, it's not coming this year. It's probably not coming next year. It might not be for a little bit of a while here, but we haven't had one of those like, man, let's get the Wells Fargo Center packed. This Flyers team can win the Stanley Cup.
Down at the barn.
Need a deep Flyers postseason
run. Time for some
run.
Jam.
Let's go.
215-592-9494 is how you're doing the show. So in addition to your sports point, your Eagles point, or whatever you want to get in on today, give us something, in my opinion, like a nice nor'easter, you know, like daylight savings being next, like a deep Flyers postseason run. Give us something that is long overdue. We will hear from Seth Joyner in just 1 minute, but first we say good morning to Jeff in Wilmington.
Jeffy.
What's up, Jeff?
I love hearing young people complain about stuff that mostly 50 and 60-year-old people. You guys are going to be miserable.
There's more where that came from, Jeff.
I just want more. No, I feel like wanting snow is a young person's thing, though.
Well, yeah. I'm in the snow right now. I'm out in Youngstown, so it's not too bad.
Right, well, I'm coming to where you are.
Whatever.
And Jeff drives, too, for a living, right?
Yeah. Oh, Kyle, I go around Chicago all the time. Here's my question. How did you two knuckleheads end up in Chicago at the same day on the same at the same stadium and not know you were each there?
That's impressive. We didn't know until now.
So
it's like 800 miles from Philly, and you just don't. Hey, guess what? I was there, too. Woo.
There were a lot of Phillies fans there that day. It's not like Kyle would have just stuck out like a sore thumb.
Popular destination for Phillies fans. I mean, it's even crazier, Jeff. There's a little bit more of a coincidence here than we just initially let on. Not between me and Buzz. Just to preface this, I have a very large extended family. My father was one of 14 kids, so ton of cousins, aunts, uncles, all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So my girlfriend and I had planned on doing a Chicago trip in the summer, and we realized, hey, the Phillies are going to be there 4th of July. That'll be great. We'll go see that game, too, among other things that we planned on doing in Chicago. Then it turns out that my parents were also planning on going to Chicago for that week.
Same week.
I had no idea until they told me. And
you're
then
right in the loop, man.
Yes.
Wow.
And then it turned out that one of my other cousins' families, they were also planning on going to Chicago for the Phillies game on 4th of July. And then another cousin and her boyfriend.
So you all ran into each other?
Unknowingly planned on going to Chicago week.
You didn't know your parents were going?
No. No, not until they told me. Yeah. Well, because I planned it. This was a trip for me and my girlfriend.
No, I know, but did your parents tell you ahead of time?
So I had figured out, you know, before we all went that everyone was going to be down there, but it was all sort of like I had people text me like, hey, you're going to be in Chicago too, me too. I'm like, holy crap.
All right, well, this year we're all making one big group trip to Wrigley. How about that?
Yeah. I'm out there like twice a week where I drive, but I'm not in the city. I'm on the outskirts around, you know.
I'm a big fan of Chicago, Jeff.
Jeff, what'd you have on the Birds?
Okay, so I'm disappointed, highly disappointed that Saquon and the rest of the starters are not going to play at least to try to get that record. But at the same time, I kind of feel okay about it because now I know that we're going to have a healthy team going in. But this Jalen thing, with him not being cleared from concussion protocol, kind of has me a little worried, Kyle.
Yeah, join me, Jeff, on the plant-based side of things.
Yeah, well, it's not so much that I feel like he'll be able to clear it, but the way that they start games has traditionally been slow, and I'm not all that excited about a slow start in a playoff game. And I don't care who they're playing.
No.
Because you can't just feed Saquon all day, every day. That's not going to work in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that I think you have to worry about a little bit. And I think the biggest part of it to me is that it just started to feel like they were finding that rhythm. I think that the whole thing with A.J. Brown really made the Eagles sort of look within, and I thought they figured something out there with the slow starts. I mean, they marched right down the field against Washington the next week. It really started to feel like we had just finally captured it. And now I'm worried that they're almost kind of going to be back to square one in terms of their slow starts. And I think a lot of that will have to do with Jalen's timing being off. So, they might be able to get away with it. This is a situation where you have to think about the opponent on the other side. This is not just going to be, the Dallas Cowboys or, the Packers are going to be a tough out. So I worry about that being the reason that they end up getting bounced in the first round.
And we don't know who we're playing yet, correct?
It's not set in stone yet.
It's more than likely going to be Green Bay. So the scenario for anyone who doesn't know is Green Bay is playing the Bears this weekend. The Commanders are playing the Cowboys. If the Commanders, and these games are all in the 1 o'clock window. If the Commanders win, that's it. They're locked into the 6th seed. Okay. That locks the Packers into the 7th seed. Eagles play Green Bay. The only way the Eagles can still beat the Commanders is at 1 o'clock, Dallas beats Washington again, and then the Packers beat the Bears, which I think is the easier part of those two. But really, it's going to rely on Dallas winning.
It seems more likely we'll be playing the Packers. Yeah. I can't see the Dallas Cowboys beating Washington.
They did before.
They did do it once.
I know, but not.
Yeah. Lightning needs to strike twice.
I agree, not very likely. Yeah.
All right,
Jeff, what's long overdue?
Power hitting for the Phillies in the playoffs.
Oh, Jeff. Great one. We appreciate
the
call.
Just making contact in general. Not striking out.
Not chasing. Mm-hmm. It pitches 2 feet out of the zone.
Things will be different next year.
That would be kind of... I certainly hope so. 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. All right. As I mentioned, I've been in on the midday show all week hosting. Kyle, this is your first day back since Monday.
Yep.
But Al Morgani and myself, we had Seth Joyner on for his usual Thursday call-in, and we got into this discussion. Are you worried about the Jalen Hurts rust factor when he returns? If he was cleared right now, would you play him? Now, usually, again, me or Al, we would be, or whoever the host is, would be asking Seth the question.
That is often how it works.
Seth decided to flip the interview back on us, which is more than okay. It was just,
scary.
Yeah. Well, it was. I'm sitting in the, got a little nerves, a little bit of cobwebs. I'm sitting in the chair for the first time in this time slot, or I guess the third time this week, but I'm still getting the hang of things. Yeah. And I got Seth Joyner asking me a question. All right.
Intimidating.
Yeah, it was a little bit. But anyway, in case you missed it, here was that exchange. Myself, Al, and Seth Joyner yesterday when he asked us if we would play Jalen Hurts this Sunday.
So let me ask you guys a question. If Jalen Hurts clears concussion protocol this week, would you play him?
This coming Sunday, no.
I would a little bit just because he hasn't played.
Okay, Dan, why wouldn't you?
Well, if you're going to take this mindset with Saquon Barkley, you're not playing the guys. You're trying to give everyone extra rest and give yourself a de facto bye week going into the playoffs. I wouldn't apply different rules to the quarterback.
Okay. So you're going to, your quarterback got a concussion. I haven't forgotten your part, Al. I just got to clear this.
I'll deal with you first.
So your quarterback hasn't played football in 3 weeks. And you're going to throw him into a high-stress, high-intense environment week one of the playoffs. And trust me, the intensity that these guys experience during preseason is elevated once you get to the regular season. Once you go to the postseason, it becomes elevated again, and it will continue to get elevated each and every week until the Super Bowl is over. So you're going to throw your quarterback in a high-intensity situation. He hadn't played in 3 weeks, and you think that he's going to go out and be super effective. Now, I hope he does. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to speak anything negative on Jalen Hurts, but we've seen him struggle passing the ball, being accurate, getting the ball out of his hands on time.
All right, so a couple things.
Yeah, you cook too.
Well, yeah. Well, Seth Joyner's like, Al, haven't forgotten about you, but I got to cook Dan first. I don't know who let this pipsqueak host this time slot. I want Joe and Hugh back. But what do you, just to clarify, like, I would not, once you make the decision to not play Saquon, not put the offensive line out there, I don't think there's any way you can stick Jalen Hurts out there. Now, Seth Joyner has made it very clear all week. He would have let Saquon go for the record. He would have put the offensive line out there. And I guess he would put Jalen Hurts out there, too, if he were to clear that concussion protocol. And I get the idea you said of seeing the ball go through the hoop. But I don't know. This Sunday against the Giants, like, these guys are, the game starts at 1 o'clock, and they're going to be on flights to Cancun by 5 p.m. Yeah. You know, like, these guys are checked out. They got nothing to play for. They won a game last week that actually made their draft position worse. So if Jalen Hurts carves up the Giants, that means he's going to look less rusty against the Packers? I just don't buy it.
No, so, I mean, look, maybe not, right? He could, like, in this hypothetical scenario, he can go out and carve up the Giants and then stink it up in the first quarter against Green Bay. Like, that's a possibility. I just think when you have an opportunity to give yourself a little bit of a competitive advantage or any little edge that you can find in order to give yourself a better chance to win in that first round against the Packers, I think you should jump at that opportunity. And the thing that Seth said that sort of I've been saying and where my head's at here is that I'm not sure what it, like, I think this comes down to his timing, right? And getting his rhythm back with his wide receivers and the offense being in rhythm passing wise is, I think, the best version of this offense that we'd seen all season long. And it took them 15 weeks pretty much to find that or to capture that. And look, I think Seth also brought up another good point there, is that this might not be a situation where, like, you know, say he is a little bit rusty and he just all of a sudden finds it in the Green Bay game. What if it takes him an entire week and a quarter or two, right? Say you get away with it, him being rusty in Green Bay. And all of a sudden, I mean, because we can be honest about this NFC playoff picture. It's freaking brutal.
It's tough.
It's tough,
man. It's tough.
You could end up having to play the Vikings or Lions in the second round, or the Rams, right, who, you know, are not as good as the Vikings or Lions, but they're going to be another tough out, too. I do also worry about if this were to creep into the second round of the playoffs. Like, this might not just be a thing that is fixed.
Shows up in the first round.
Sure, and then is all of a sudden just, like figured out. Because it took the Eagles 15 weeks to figure it out this season. So I don't just...
But that wasn't because of rust. Because of who Jalen Hurts is as a quarterback.
Yes.
And he has deficiencies, and he has abilities and inabilities, and he has struggled to see the field at times, struggled to get the ball out in certain cases. He has held the ball too long. Whatever the case might be. I don't believe that's because of rust. Like, I guess I think it's unaffected by this time he has off right now. I think if he comes out and he plays poorly in the Packers game and he starts out slow or he's holding on to the ball too long, I think that's because that's who Jalen Hurts is, not because he's had a concussion sideline him for the last 3 weeks.
No, maybe not. I just look at Jalen Hurts as the type of quarterback who I think he relies a lot on in the passing game. We know how effective he is as a runner. But Jalen Hurts isn't the guy with, you know, a cannon for an arm where, you know, he sees something late and waits for a guy to get open, and he's a tick late on the ball, and he can just drill it in there, fit it in, right? Jalen Hurts needs to be precise. He needs to throw with anticipation. He needs to see guys get open, I think, before they are getting open. A lot of that comes with rhythm and timing. So I just worry about that buildup that they had throughout the season being lost by him not really taking meaningful reps or many meaningful reps, 12 snaps an entire calendar month. I just worry that the rhythm or the timing might be thrown off a little bit. It might take them a little more time for them to build that back up.
215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Let's sneak in Will in the Northeast before the break. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What up, Will? Doing well.
Hey, welcome back, Kyle.
Thanks,
Happy
buddy.
New Year
Happy
you,
New Year to you, my friend.
All right. I think Jalen's going to come back all right, but it's just like, it's kind of strange that they still didn't okay him yet, kind of. Like, that's what got me kind of, like, skeptical right there. But
Literally any other scenario, if Saquon's not going for this record, we're talking all week about how the quarterback's still in concussion protocol. It took us 2 days to be like, hey, this is also a storyline, too, because everyone had their
their mindset on the rushing record that you kind of forgot about the QB.
Yeah, yeah. And because, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's kind of like we thought that by now he would have been cleared by now, you know, from all the different, you know, players going through that same phase. We, you know, they got cleared prior to the week after. So I mean, well, kind of like strange or whatever. But
concussions are a weird thing. They can be very unpredictable. Some guys clear it immediately. Some guys stay in it a really long time. You know, it's not like healing, you know, an ankle sprain, right?
Right. But it's just like, and I just wanted to comment on the Saquon thing one last time and get it over with. Like, I just think, like I said, man, if we all in this season, we should have been all the way in. You know what I'm saying? And I understand, you know, it could go either way, but it could have went either way any game that we played this season. But the thing is, I'm not going to call Sirianni out his name or anything. I just hope you're able to live with your decision, because there's going to be a lot of upset fans, man. You're not going to hear the last of it. But I just want our team to, you know, stand on what they've been standing on from the get-go. And win that Super Bowl, man. I just want them to bring it home. That's all we want.
You better.
And the team to stay together. Yep, that's it.
Well, we're up against it here, but really quick, what's something that's long overdue?
Long overdue is for us the same type of money. I mean, the same time we put in to make them taxes, we should get that money back.
All right, well, we appreciate the call. I'm not a financial expert.
Yeah, 215.
I do not speak on what taxes should or should not be paid, but I'd be in favor of people
I know is
paying less. Sure.
Just not without representation, Buzz.
No, I have heard that
this country's built on.
There were a few people who were they were getting taxation without representation.
Did not go well.
No, it did. Mm-hmm. That's I have heard that. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people not thrilled about it. What do you think? Like, what would the equivalent of, like we do sports radio, people get pissed about the sports teams. What if political talk radio, like, what would our sister station, 1210 WPHC, have sounded like in, like, 1776? They signed the Constitution yesterday. Get in on it.
Like, instead of run the ball, it's like, dump that tea.
Yeah, dump the tea. Were you in favor of dumping the tea?